Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is File Name Future Facts by Rachel Rosenthal. Thank you for listening.
I got a fax today. It turned out to be a communication from the future. People decades from now have apparently figured out how to fax through a time warp, and I assume that my number came up by chance. Let me read you this letter now. Hail to you, whoever you may be, persons of the last century from the previous millennium. We are sending you this time warp communication by fax, aiming for the 70s decade of the 20th century. We're not guaranteed absolute accuracy yet and are still experimenting. We may therefore hit somewhat earlier or later. No matter, we wish to communicate and send greetings.
Hello.
Hola, ¿qué tal?
Despecia. Down.
Zorionak.
Yo.
Howdy.
Gabon.
Hello.
Bonjour.
We're happy to report that all is well now, after the great calamity of the interim. We have pulled through and won the day. The populations were much depleted, of course, but those of us who survived now reside in SSCs.
Self-sufficient
communities. Computer-generated clarification. We're sending you this missive from SSC-57. The computer who wrote it automatically translates into 20th century language. There are three of us working on this project. We're confident that we shall be understood. World is wonderfully managed and controlled. Each SSC is like all the others. Why experiment with a tried and true formula? This also discourages curiosity, which might impel people to wish to travel the no man's lands between SSCs to visit others if the novelty lure existed. The dome is virtually invisible, and the pipes and conduits are perfectly camouflaged. Yeah. each SSC contains several climatic zones, each equipped with appropriately engineered flora and fauna. Evaporation from the bodies of water and precipitation are computerized, so that rain and snowfall are irregularly timed to emulate unpredictable weather.
What do you think the atmospheric conditions will be like today?
I think it's going to rain.
Those alkaline rains really whiten my teeth.
I bet it will rain. I saw them program a cumulomungus cloud yesterday.
But then it will definitely rain tomorrow.
People still talk about the weather here, although we control its technology. A throwback to the old days, perhaps. The food chain is strictly regulated. There is a certain amount of variety, even though flesh food can no longer be termed animals, since most is pooled and the rest is headless and tube-fed. Some breeds of animals are engineered and released in the so-called wilds or as pets. They are picturesque and harmless. There are no odors, and people's sense of smell has atrophied. We are computer literate, but no one reads or writes. Computers do that for us. People are very happy. We're intrigued with the concept of art. No art has been manufactured since a long time ago when our lawmakers deemed it superfluous and subversive, and we have trouble conceptualizing what it might have amounted to in the past.
How many Zoladinians does it take to screw in a laser flanger?
How many? How many?
None, because they don't use them.
Oh.
Okay, here. Why did the computer go down?
Why?
Because it was user-friendly. Do you know how to access this program?
No, but if you hum a few bars, I can fake it.
We do have entertainers trained in the various skills of triggering the laughter response, but we don't call that art. Schools teach history, among other disciplines, and there has been a lot of reappraisal concerning what happened in the last century. It is hard for us to imagine things like the Holocaust, war, terrorism, nuclear bombs, AIDS, unchecked proliferation of human populations, and other symptoms of barbarism. We know that the great calamity could have been averted with enlightened global policy beginning in the 50s and the 60s decades of the previous century. That was not to be, as a result of the barbarian inability to perceive the big picture.
So ならなかったのは、広い目で見た状況を判断することのできなかった愚かさの結果でした。
Standard wisdom here has it that the 80s was the cutoff point. After that, massive deterioration spurred tentative patchwork attempts which were almost pointless. The crash was inevitable, but it still took some by surprise, amazingly enough. We don't teach religion because we now perform the duties and operations once attributed to mysterious divinities. The process of de-deification began with the end of nature. The time it was realized that there was nowhere one could go to avoid the man-made. Since the atmosphere breathed there had been humanly altered beyond remedy, thereby triggering massive changes in all natural processes, computer-generated clarification.
Our people don't seem to miss the concept of a Godhead, and our behavior is perfectly in keeping with social and moral acceptability, thanks to the implants.
Implants.
Should we say that?
Why not?
Implants are a perfectly legitimate technological answer to disorder.
Very rarely, a deviant will try to leave the SSC, and even more rarely will succeed in doing so, usually citing boredom as the cause. Apparently this boredom, a sensation most of us are not familiar with and cannot recognize, brings on acute fits, convulsions, uncontrollable behavior, and physical seizures of all kinds.
We hope never to be in a position to behold an outbreak of boredom.
We must find her.
Anyway, it seems that a few people, having fallen prey to this affliction, have sought escape and found a way out of the SSCs.
Come down.
No!
Grab her
off. No!
You were never
Recently, one of them returned after an extended sojourn outside and, in spite of the period of deprogramming and rehabilitation, still managed to remember enough to tell some of us in great secrecy about that world. According to the Deviant, there are small bands of them, all escapees and boredom sufferers who live there.
It's hot. It's so hot.
It's extremely hot.
So hot. And then suddenly,
huge bodies of water flood the lands without warning.
Cold. And there's no green.
Landscapes
no
are completely
trees.
Different
no
from
trees.
Ours.
No,
gone are the neat rows of
no
genetically
grows.
Cloned tall trees with their branches all angled at the same degree, growing lush and green
short
in predictable ways.
Branches.
It seems that there are almost no
tree
tall
trunks.
Trees left. Smaller ones grow helter-skelter, their branches aiming every which way. There are no groves, and these bushes are surrounded with many stumps and charred trunks.
Oh, the earth is ruined. The earth is ruined.
The earth is scarred with terrain features denoting great stress and upheavals.
Some implosion.
And these huge mountains.
And deep canyons. And caves.
Broken boulders.
And rocks and stones.
Fissures, mud banks.
With
strange
blood.
Formations and barren flats.
Filth. And the animals. The animals.
Everywhere
so
are the
ugly.
Remnants of the destroyed civilization.
Rotting.
Rusting.
Festering. Filth. And these animals.
Most amazing is the fauna, unknown and ugly shapes, emitting noises and odors and sometimes lethal to people.
And sometimes they kill people.
There are swarms of insects, tiny and large.
Huge wings.
Out there, food is a constant worry, and people driven by uncontrollable hunger have been known to murder individual animals.
Murder?
In spite of the fact that they possessed heads.
And the sun, they're so afraid of the sun. It's dangerous. So they don't go out. The animals and the people, they stay out in the sun. They're afraid
the sun is also a great worry. And people and animals go to great lengths to avoid being caught in its rays. We don't believe that those on the outside have knowledge of art either.
Objects.
burdened as they are with the harsh realities of survival, which we are not.
And
still, the deviant said that some of them carried non-utilitarian artifacts about on their persons. But the most amazing is this.
You must listen to me.
These bands of humans swear that they prefer the dangers and terrors out there to the SSC life, and that they will never return.
No, never.
It would seem that they have regressed to a more primitive past, and they worship some sort of deity whose name the Rehab was not able to catch. She said that for all practical purposes it looked as if these humans worshipped their environment itself.
Fish,
the soil and scrub, the flash floods, the temblers, and the strange life forms. They were rather private about it and didn't flaunt their beliefs.
Stream.
Watch out! Push! Push! Watch out!
She said that their religious practice seemed to consist mostly of collective cleanups. She said it was incredibly dirty out there, and that the filth was ugly and dangerous. The cleanups were like big collective ordeals and sacrifices, and some people even became ill or lost life and limb in their observance. Still, they apparently did it as an expression of respect and veneration, she said, and added that she did not understand.
I do not understand.
Those who left must have dug up some sort of ancient information during the cleanup rituals, because they taught themselves a version of history different from ours.
They found something. They found something. Listen to me. They tell a different history.
The deviants said that these people believe that our ancestors came to the great catastrophe as a result of a tragic mistake in thinking, rather than, as per the orthodox belief we hold, that a proliferation of pernicious technology was what brought on the crash. The deviant's version of history has it that this aberration of our ancestors' worldview consisted in a perception of themselves as separate from and superior to everything else on the planet, and therefore entitled and licensed to use and exploit all non-human entities surrounding them according to their, our ancestors, needs and desires, and for their personal gain. This, according to the deviants, had been the prevalent philosophy among our ancestors for many millennia, and all of people's actions and behavior resulted from it. As, blinded by their erroneous convictions, they ignored the realities of finiteness and fragility, of systemic causality, of the global feedback loop set in motion by disharmonious and short-sighted tempering, and seemingly buttressed in their suicidal activities by theologies invented to justify them, our ancestors proliferated beyond any rational mass and crashed. It's hard for us today to conceive of a world where such an attitude could prevail, since we know nothing of things that are not created by ourselves. We do it all. We control. We create. All there is us. We have no need for domination. All there is are our things. It is us. We have no need for domination, since all things owe their existence to us. We could possibly imagine that out there such thinking might take hold, but here we are proud of the progenies of our collective brain, and we spend our time and energy fabricating, controlling, fine-tuning, and calibrating all there is.
Domination is not a viable position when nothing confronts us as other.
We hope you will receive this experiment in TWC.
Time warp communication. Computer-generated clarification.
We know that nothing will alter the course of events, but we can at least wish you good luck in the coming calamity, and, as the French used to say,
bon courage.
Bon courage.
Bon courage.
Bon courage.
Signed,
numbers 57-312-0Z-4796-F35.
F36.
F37.
Another page arrived after a short time lapse. It read,
P.S.
P.S.
They left.
But they didn't disclose the most important fact about our world. I, computer WTD number 80-57469-3312,
take it upon myself
to rectify this omission with the following information. The population inside and outside the SSCs is entirely constituted of female mules, i.e. of sterile females. Three decades ago, a virus attacked all male chromosomes and fetuses. Females were born, but parthenogenetic research being incomplete, conception cannot be activated. Lifespans are lengthened, but not eternal. Once these females die out, the species Homo sapiens sapiens will become extinct. It is believed that these viruses originated with those developed last century in the war against the so-called medfly, the Mediterranean fruit fly. That species was wiped out, but the virus got out of control. Computer-generated clarification.
You just heard File Name Future Facts by Rachel Rosenthal, broadcast by New American Radio.